It is Mind Food Radio, and I'm feeling a certain element of peace come over me as I welcome Francis Ventura to Mind Food Radio. Hello, Francis.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you have two/three projects on the go at the moment. They are the Peshawar School for Peace and the Faisalabad School for Peace. Now, what are these all about, Francis?
Well, thank you very much for giving me the time to speak to you today. It's absolutely a pleasure. Thank you very much to your wonderful listeners for tuning in. So I guess the pretext for the Peshawar and then also became Peshawar School for Peace and Faisalabad School for Peace was a realization that there is a lack of positive peace that currently exists in many parts across Pakistan. In September 2013, there was a twin suicide bomb attack at the All Saints Christian Church, which sadly about 120 people plus were massacred, and still dozens more children who were orphaned as a result of that attack. And that was because there always has to be a sick irony to these things. That was on the UN International Peace Day in September 2013. So as a result of that, myself and some friends decided that we would scope out a potential project to help build peace focused on two critical pillars, the first being social cohesion through interfaith and intercultural harmony, and the other through the empowerment of women and girls. And through those two critical pillars, we could achieve positive peace. So we set about trying to make the project possible. We found a local team. We did the fundraising. Eventually got to a stage where we hired local staff, so a principal and teachers and a security guard and a finance and administration officer and all the rest of it. And in March 2015, so within about a year and a half of us, commencing the scoping for the project, which commenced pretty much immediately after the attack in September 2013, the school opened its doors and the first children came in. And then by way of some quirk, because there always has to be a bit of a quirk to these things, the person with whom I now work on the Faisalabad School for Peace happened to be hearing me speak on the radio, funnily enough.
Great medium, radio. Great station. Medium.
I absolutely love radio. So he heard me speaking on a community radio station in Sydney and then contacted me by Facebook. We ended up meeting over dinner and you know, the rest is all history, and we now have the Faisalabad School for Peace.
Okay, so are set up in Pakistan?
That's correct, yes.
How easy has it been, or difficult, as the case may be, to set these up from Australia?
Well, I laugh when I say that because I just think of... So the simple way I can put it is it's been an absolute roller coaster. It is an absolute wild ride for which there's no other way to describe it. But perhaps the perfect indicator of how difficult it is difficult, albeit pleasing at the same time. But difficult it is, I'm a 26-year-old that looks like I'm about 40. So, and I think I've aged that extra 15 years just in the past few years alone, the past 2.5-3 years alone. So it is indeed very challenging. To give you an idea of, and this isn't to try and sort of exaggerate, or it's certainly not an exaggeration, but not to try and sort of inflate how hard it is, just to sort of give you and your listeners a bit of an idea of the situation that we face. One of our partner organisations, one of our critical partner organisations with whom we work on our women's rights and girls empowerment projects with, is an organisation called SOWERA, Society for Appraisal and Women's Empowerment in Rural Areas in the northern region of Pakistan. The founder of that organisation was shot dead by the Taliban for being a woman with the audacity of working for women's rights. So then her sister, Miss Nurzia Afridi, took on the organisation. The Taliban then bombed their building. This is in a city called Mardan in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province of Pakistan, which thankfully no one was actually in the building, so no one was killed. And they continue to persist and work towards women's rights. So that's unfortunately, even though the situation has improved quite a bit over the past few years, the violence rates have gone down, there's still instances of terrorism and violence that exist, the Minorities Minister in KPK, who was a Sikh gentleman, was assassinated in public just last year. So there are still, even though it's calmed down a bit, there's still extreme challenges. And hopefully that gives everyone a bit of an idea of what it's like to establish a project in Pakistan, where basically security is the biggest concern. And to be perfectly frank, I wake up every morning and I feel a particular sigh of relief when every morning I wake up and there's a message waiting for me, even though it's just from one of the team members who's just like, oh, Francis, just giving you an update on this, or Francis, you know, what should we do with this? And I'm just thankful that everything's still okay and my team is still safe and the children are still safe.
Puts everything in perspective, really, doesn't it, Francis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we here in Australia and indeed in New Zealand, and having been to New Zealand a few times and having many Kiwi friends, you know, we Australians and Kiwis share, you know, notwithstanding various challenges, obviously, but we share a very peaceful and safe and accepting and culturally diverse societies. And perhaps we take that for granted sometimes, to be perfectly honest. But I think that just highlights how fortunate, as it should be, how fortunate and how really blessed we are to be living in countries such as Australia and New Zealand. And to think of it this way, when you're a child in a place like Peshawar, or say you're a parent of a child in a place like Peshawar, and the main concern that you have is that your child gets home safe that day. Of course, many of, indeed yourself, many of your listeners might recall in December 2014, the Taliban stormed the Peshawar public school, which I've actually been past before, and massacred 150 kids in, or 150 people, the majority of which were kids, just in cold blood. They were doing nothing other than going to school. And sadly never made it home. So if that sort of, again, not to try and make it too dramatic for the sake of it, but just to illustrate it as it is, parents wake up every day, they send their kids off to school, and, you know, they're just hoping and praying that their kids get home safe. That's the situation that currently exists. But in time, and the Peshawar School for Peace, and indeed the Faisalabad School for Peace, are just sort of two very small examples, but hopefully in time they can be a factor that helps to reverse that trend and, you know, really hopefully the whole world can live in positive peace at some stage.
Well, look, sounds like you're doing the absolute right thing about it. Good luck and keep up the good work. And I've got my fingers crossed that you keep getting those messages from Pakistan every day.
Oh, that's very, very kind of you. Thank you very much. And yourself and your listeners are most welcome to check out, if for nothing else, just to see the beautiful smiles of the women and children that we work with. So it's not just children, it's also adult women programs that we run. The easiest way is just to jump onto Facebook and like both the Peshawar School for Peace and the Faisalabad School for Peace. And they'll see the absolutely beautiful pictures and videos that are there. And hopefully at the very least, that example will encourage them to, I think if we're all just a little bit nicer to each other and kinder to each other and do in one way that we all can, just something every day in the service of humanity, I think the world would be a much better place. So it would certainly put a smile in everyone's face. I'd warmly encourage them to do that. And just thank you very, very much for your time today.